common, try to get the ballpoint pens, see where we can find them.
Everywhere, anywhere.
And if you slip on ice and you fall this way, you'd say, oops, I
fell backward.
All right, or if you fall
Fall forward.
And get the fisherman, some elderly person who was fishing, say, well, in a joking way, did you catch anything? He says, nope. What? Can you say something about one?
Right.
Nary one?
Nary one, they say that, yes. A lot of the country people say that.
And the schoolboy, who's really innocent, how would you use the word ain't?
Ain't.
Ain't or ain't, either one. Yes.
That's common with our crowd around here, that ain't.
How is it?
Well, it is not, of course. I mean, that's the way they use it.
In what kind of sentence? Just give me an example of a conversation where that could be used.
Well, a lot of them say, I ain't seen anything. I didn't see it. Maybe Mickey and I didn't see anything. They do say that ain't a lot.
And that's just casual conversation.
Yeah.
How about haint?
What?
How about haint?
Haint? I guess people do use that, but I don't have too much connection with the country people now to know just what they do say.
Okay.
I worked on the WPA.
Did you?
And I worked on the OPA, and I worked on the welfare department, and I came in contact with all of that, you know. So I wish now that I had made a diary, written a diary, because it would have been rich.
Yes, it would. It's a great experience.
Yes.
If somebody has to go to the dentist and they're asked, did it hurt you? And the response would be, no, he didn't hurt.
So much?
All right. Suppose it didn't. He had no pain at all, and you say, no, it didn't hurt. He had no pain at all. He had some pain, you say, it didn't hurt so much, but suppose he had no pain at all, you say, no, he didn't.
Didn't hurt at all.
Okay. And the crying child might complain, well, Johnny was eating candy, and he didn't give me
a bite.
No, right? And how about expressions relating to nighttime? Say, bats don't fly during the day, they fly only
at night. Mm-hmm. After dark, a lot of times you say that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember in plowing what those trenches are?
Furrows.
Suppose that somebody has planted some clover, and he cuts it once, and then he comes back and he cuts it again. What does he call that second cutting? Wheat is tied up into a
sheaf or bundles, either one.
And
a shaft. What is a shaft?
Shock.
There's a shock. That's a hay, though, isn't it?
Yes, hay or corn.
Mm-hmm.